Because of the greater glory, my guest experienced one of the most incredible and medically documented miracles I've ever investigated. That same incredible, miracle-working, greater glory is here now. Well, I have just met my guest, William McDowell. William,
yes, sir.
Do you carry that presence of God wherever you go all the time?
I try to live in a way that honors Him that way.
I mean, when I've been with you all day, the presence of God is all over you. Mm. One of my intercessors said they saw a healing angel right behind you. Let's take you back to when you were raised in church. But at age 10, your mom went on a business trip, went mm-hmm. to a church very different than the type of church that she had yeah. gone to. Tell me what happened to her.
She had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. She was filled with the Spirit out there in California. She said, we have to go back. And so she actually, during our spring break, now I was a young man, I was only 10 years old, during spring break, took me out to California. And one of the things we experienced was a healing service. It was the first time I'd ever seen one of those. It's the first time I'd ever seen anyone, fall out under the power of God. And as a 10-year-old, I was a little scared of what I was witnessing at the time. But as she kept saying to me, I was a chronic asthmatic and dealt with asthma and had been hospitalized for it and a number of things. She kept saying, I believe you're going to be healed. I believe you're going to be healed. You know, please go up. Please go up. And I, of course, me watching people fall out on the floor, I'm scared to death. But I went up.
You're obedient kid. I would have never gone.
Scared out of my mind, but obedient. I was raised well. But I went up and was prayed for, and the Lord healed me of asthma. Yeah. I was also filled with the Spirit in that same trip.
And then this hunger was there now yeah. as a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
But then a little later, several years later, you get a hold of a book that I read by Tommy Tenney
yeah.
called God Chasers.
Yes.
What
yes.
happened with the hunger level?
It increased exponentially. A pastor friend gave it to me and said, you need to read this book. And I remember reading the first couple of chapters. I remember at the time, I read the first couple of chapters about, obviously the encounter that led to the writing of the book itself. And as I read that, I closed that book and I said, God, I'm not going to leave this room until I encounter you this way. I know for me it's a little overwhelming, I sense His presence, but for me, I stayed in that room for 3 days without eating because I wanted to encounter God.
You were desperate.
Yeah, yeah.
But then in 2001, you're so desperate for God's glory,
yeah.
and He gives you a sign. What was that?
So I was at a church. And at this point, talking about the move of God is my chief passion. It's I want to see it. I want to see it in my life. I want to see it in my generation. So I'm talking with...
It's not old because I see fresh tears coming down.
Oh, it's fresh.
Your face.
It's fresh. So I'm talking about the move of God, really what I want to see in our generation. And as I'm talking about it, I felt this strangest sensation I've never felt in my life. I'm a man, clearly, even though I'm crying. And
takes a man to cry.
Yeah. I felt something like a baby leap inside of me. I literally felt something move inside of my belly. And it was the weirdest thing ever because I never felt anything like that. And the person I was talking to said, these are his exact words, dude, did you feel that? And so me being a little weirded out, I said, feel what? He said, did your baby just leap? And yeah.
But 15 years later, you felt the same exact birthing.
So now we've planted our church, Deeper Fellowship Church in Orlando, Florida, and God's, you know, He moves there. We experience His presence. But there was a particular Sunday where there was just this, the best way I can describe it is an unease. I just knew that God wanted to do more. Right before I was getting ready to get up to speak again, for the first time, 15 years later, I feel that thing leap inside of me again, that baby. And so I try to get up and explain to our people what just happened to me. And of course, I know I sound weird, but I just like now, I start weeping. And I could barely talk beyond my tears. And my best friend, Caleb, who happens to be our associate preaching pastor, he shouted out because he knew the story before. He said, "It's happening." And at that moment, I mean, I just began to weep. And at that moment, what happened in our church, this was on May 22nd, 2016, has totally changed everything about the way we live, about the way that we talk, about the way that we walk. But this was really the beginning of an outpouring. People begin to literally run to the front of our church, fall on their face and weep. And we stayed there for hours weeping before the Lord. And I remember my thought as a person who's hungry for God, I was thinking, this is awesome. This is amazing. My thought as a pastor at the time was, none of the visitors are ever going to come back. Because this is what I was thinking, really. I was really thinking this. This was a true thought. I said, okay, try to explain. How does a visitor explain what happened? So I went, and they did worship, and then the pastor, who's a man, got up and said he felt a baby, and then he started crying. But you know what happened? I almost embarrassed, you know, glad that it was happening, but almost embarrassed for thinking about the unbeliever in the room. After hours, people are still laid on the floor, but I did a soft dismissal. Just you can go home if you feel so led. And the Holy Spirit convicted me in that moment because I remember it would have been hard to explain the outpouring in Acts 2, except for the fact that Peter got up and began to give prophetic context to it. And immediately, 3,000 people moved from confusion to conversion because they basically said, I want in on that. Whatever that is that's going on, I want in on that. And so I stood up and I gave prophetic context of what was happening. And I said, if you're still here after all of these hours and you don't know the Lord, it's because you want what's happening. And people literally begin to run to give their life to the Lord. Yeah. What we've seen as a result of this has been absolutely phenomenal. Hundreds and hundreds of people being healed without there ever being a healing service in our church because of His presence. When the healer is present, healing is available.
I want you to posture yourself for His presence. Are you ready to hear one of the most incredible and medically documented miracles I've ever investigated? Be right back.
Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
This amazing miracle with a phone call from Jason.
Yeah, on July 4th, I got a call from my friend Jason. He's really close to my friend. I call him a brother, but he said, "I need you to pray for my wife and take her to the hospital. She really is experiencing quite a bit of discomfort. They have 10 children, and so he asked, yeah, they're blessed.
How many children do you have?
I have 5 children.
Are you going for 10?
No, I'm just going for 10. I'm not going for 10. But we're gonna grow the church one way or another. Okay. he made this statement. He asked her, what's your pain level? And she said, it's at a 10. He said, any woman who's given birth to that many children, it tells you she's at a 10 level, get her to the hospital. And so they go to the hospital, and they believe that at the time that she had spinal meningitis. So they wanted to transfer her to another hospital to better take care of her and the baby that was inside of her. But as they were transferring her to getting ready to put her in the ambulance, one of the nurses came to Jason and said, hey, can I walk you to your car? I need to share something with you. Risking their job, really. But they said, I know that they think that your wife, they told you they think it's spinal meningitis, but what they're actually looking for is an amoeba. An amoeba is a microorganism that enters the body and eats the brain. And it is a very...
Eats the brain?
Eats the brain. It is a very serious sickness. It's a very rare sickness. In fact, the news just reported just recently, there's only been 145 cases of this particular amoeba in the history of the United States, with only 4 people who have lived. And so they took her to the other hospital. By the time they get there, they have her in a neurocritical unit. He calls me again and he says, you know, we need to pray that it's not this. And of course, around midnight, I get another call that she does have an amoeba. They begin to ask, you know, how did she get it? And she had gone to a lake swimming. And so they said, was anyone with you? And she said, well, you know, 6 of my children. So they said, well, how are the children? Called home. All 6 of the children were exhibiting the same symptoms. And so they rushed all of them to the hospital. And so now what they are saying is that they're expecting the life expectancy. Obviously, 97% of people who have ever gotten it pass away. And they pass away anywhere between 24 hours to 5 days. And so they were expecting that all of them were going to pass away. They're now saying, you know, CDC is involved. They're talking about, you know, the news outlets are going to be coming down to interview Jason, talk about, you know, how this man lost his whole family to an amoeba. What they wanted to do was they told her that we need to deliver the baby that's in you, do an emergency C-section because the baby won't survive the amoeba, nor will the baby survive the medicine that we need to give you tomorrow, which they were going to give her a powerful antibiotic that they were hoping would work. They said it had a 3% chance of working. What they wanted to do with her and all 6 of the kids was drill a hole in their head, place them in a medically induced coma, try to lower their body temperature in hopes that they could fight off this amoeba. In between the time that we received that news and the time that they scheduled to do that, our church went into a significant time of prayer. And I took the night watch. I stayed up all night. There was no way that I could let that pass. And I remember saying to the Lord, now Jason is also a great man of faith, and so he was praying as well for his own wife. And I remember saying to the Lord, we had seen so many miracles at that point, and I said, God, if you've given me the gift of healing at all, please use it now. Because it was one of those moments where what the enemy wanted to do was roll 7 caskets in our church and say, after all of these miracles, look what I did. But the Lord intervened, and 24 hours later, without any medicine being administered, all 7 of them were healed.
I know you said how few get healed, but within 24 hours, what did the doctor say about that?
This is very, very important because I just saw this on a major news outlet just recently where they talked about the only four known people have been healed of this. But there are more people in the history of the United States, there are more people healed of this in our church, in one family, than in the combined history of the United States of America. The doctors, the nurses are absolutely amazed. Anytime the children go back now, the whole hospital knew about it because this was about to be a national news story. So they all look at that family and say, I remember that. I remember you. And here's the amazing thing. There was a lot of specialists, a lot of nurses, a lot of doctors. How they were told that they were cleared of the amoeba is Jessica woke up. Jessica's the mom, the wife who had it. She woke up and sitting on her bed was a nurse that had not been a part of the process at all, a doctor that had not been a part of the process at all. She opened up her eyes, and the nurse looked at her and said, did you hear the news? And she said, what news? He said, no amoeba. And then from that point forward, they never saw that person again.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that he's normal. I wish the whole world was normal. You want to see an example of what's happening now?
In the last 2 years, I've seen so many significant miracles that I can't even count them anymore. It's somewhere between 300 and 400 significant miracles that I've seen happen with these two eyes. There's a lady in this room. Her name is Miss Pam. Where are you? Now, when you see her walk up here, that might not mean anything to you until I tell you that she used to be paralyzed. We are talking about the evidence of the greatness of God. She had a stroke that paralyzed her, but today, somebody give her a great God.
Now and get William McDowell's brand new 2 audio CD worship album, The Cry, with 18 anointed songs. It includes extra songs exclusive for our supernatural audience. Plus, receive his anointed message on 2 audio CDs, positioned for the miraculous, and his powerful book, It's Happening. This is an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9600. Through William McDowell's life-changing book, It's Happening, you will discover that the manifest power and presence of God is not a thing of the past. Understand that if revival is happening for the last 3 years in William's church, it can happen anywhere. Discover the powerful presence of God's glory to heal you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. At the end of each chapter in this book, William has created a way for you to activate what you are learning so God's presence and revival begins to change the very atmosphere around you. Plus, you'll receive this exclusive and anointed message by William McDowell on 2 CD discs, positioned for the miraculous. Understand that being seated with Jesus in heavenly places means you are situated above all authorities, powers, wickedness, and principalities. Learn that heaven is the storehouse for every answer you need fulfilled.
There's more wheelchairs to be empty. There's more crutches to be denied. There's more tumors to dry up. There's more.
It's time to take your seat and be positioned for the miraculous. But there's more. You'll receive William McDowell's newest 2-disc CD worship album, The Cry. Thousands gathered for the birthing of new songs that spiritually ushered everyone into the atmosphere of heaven. Many more have been healed when they were immersed in this worship music. Don't miss out on getting William McDowell's brand new and exclusive two-disc worship album, The Cry, with 18 anointed songs. It includes extra songs exclusive for our rich supernatural audience. Plus, receive his anointed message on two audio CDs, Positioned for the Miraculous, and his powerful book, It's Happening. This is an exclusive package for our rich supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9600, or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9600 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Now, one of the things that I appreciate is something you said to me. You say, Sid, people don't come to my church for miracles. People come to my church because of the presence of God.
We've adopted a mentality that He's not in our presence, we're in His. And that changes your disposition and your posture, because we're not done until He is.
It reminds me of a song on your new CDs that we're making available.
Yes, sir.
Stay. Tell me about that song.
This song is so deeply personal to me and to our church. I feel like it's our story wrapped up.
Did you write it?
I did. And so for us, it's a disposition that we have to say we're asking Him to stay. And so really the song encapsulates both what we've experienced just by sitting in His presence, and then the cry of our heart is that we don't ever want it to end. We just want Him to stay.
Now let's go to the worship service and the very moment that Stay was recorded.
Testify. I know what it's like to be in the presence of the Lord.
Do you need a breakthrough in your life right now? Do you feel that your destiny is being blocked by the demonic realm? Then it's time you discover how to destroy breakthrough blockages. My guests, Hakeem and Naeem Collins, share a fresh breakthrough revelation that I know will change your life and help you destroy every blockage that's holding you back. Click the video right here
and I'll see you there.